my way of doing it is always asking permission, you know, to be there and to ask the spirit of the land to co-create a safe, happy, wonderful space.
From the Ratner team, this is the Brooklyn Made Real Estate Show, a show about Brooklyn real estate and the professionals behind one of the hottest real estate markets in the world. Brooklyn Made Real Estate is a one-stop shop for anyone interested in New York real estate, getting connected with local experts and learning how to make smarter investment decisions. Each week, our show will feature local professionals and real estate experts that we are eager for you to meet. Our Brooklyn Made Real Estate Show is sponsored by Spartan Renovations, your high-end renovation contractor servicing Brooklyn, Manhattan, and surrounding areas. The quality of the work speaks for itself. Check out their website to see what I mean at SpartanRenovations.com. Contact Spartan today for a free consultation at 866-877-2782 or via email at contact@SpartanRenovations.com. If you are interested in sponsoring our podcast or advertising on our Brooklyn Made blog and giving your company the exposure of our audience and network, get in touch with us today at 347-762-0275 or email us at contact@brooklynmade.blog.
Hey, I'm Suzanne Lynn, and this is the Brooklyn Made Show. And like many of us, we're heading into the holidays, and maybe you've got lists for your list of things to do. You're feeling a little bit maybe overwhelmed. You feel like it's a little bit chaotic right now with only more chaos to come. Listen, we've got this show for you. Barbara Bujo is here, and she's going to be doing something really special, talking about her spiritual calling that she's got. Although it's still involved in a career world, she's been called out to also participate in helping to clear rooms and help people live life to the fullest potential. Barb, I'm glad that you're here. We've got a lot of questions.
I'm delighted. So, let's roll.
Absolutely. Now, when you talk about reigning in chaos, you've got a lot of our attention. We're focusing specifically on clearing rooms and spaces of negative energy when it comes to property.
Right.
How did you get involved with this practical spirituality and ritual cleansing?
Well, you know, I happen to be a Sagittarian, so I love traveling, and I was also a seeker, and quite honestly, through my own life, through some tragedies that happened to me, and like many other people, when something like that happens, you start to look for answers. So for me, it was about discovering spiritual practices that people did around the world that were kind of a map for living their life. And through that, I discovered these amazing rituals and ceremonies that almost every culture around the world does, is space clearing and blessing. So blessing a new home, blessing a new business, blessing a Broadway show, a film, you know, celebrating birthdays and go, you know, weddings. Some of them we do, weddings, baby blessings, but so many other things we don't do. And I realized that it was kind of missing in our Western culture. So I got really excited about it, started researching more and more, doing workshops on it, and wound up writing two books on it. And that just really shifted my trajectory from being more in business to integrating my spirituality into my business and practical life.
You've been working with gurus and masters all around the world. And I think as Americans, we think just how we do things is the way it is. And to hear
right.
that this is abnormal compared to what you've seen around the world kind of is surprising to me.
Well, actually, it's kind of funny. If you ask anybody's grandmother or great-grandmother, what do they do when they move in a house? They're all going to tell you a space-clearing ritual. They're going to bring a broom. They're going to bring you oil and salt. And I mean, when you start to look at these kind of grandmothery things,
right.
They're all based on old rituals from other countries.
Very interesting. So let's start with what does a ritual look like if we were a fly on the wall?
Well, a spiritual cleaning really goes on the premise that we are all connected and we are all energy. So quantum physics now will tell us that, which I love because spirituality and science have finally come together. So if we are all connected, anytime we are in a space, we have energy experiences there. You could be happy in a place. You could be sad. You could be angry. And just like you pick up dirt on your clothes or your hair or anything, you pick up energy from spaces that you're in. And over time, unless you clean it, just think, if you never dust, it's going to just pile up. So you have to do the same energetically in a space as you would do on your clothes, on your hair, on your furniture. And we don't think in those terms, whereas many other cultures understand that.
What does this look like when you walk into a room and you're doing a clearing?
Well, there's two ways. Number one, if you're trained, which I've been trained for, you know, over 30 years, you learn to sense what places are holding stuck energy. For the average person, you know, you can walk into some place and you feel good or you don't feel good. On a very subtle level, you know, it gets deeper and deeper. The idea of a spiritual cleansing is to break up any stuck energy. Think of it as like your pipes are clogged. You're going to put in some kind of, you know, Roto-Rooter, so to speak. So it's like a spiritual Roto-Rooter. We're going to break up all the stuck energy and then imbue it and raise the vibration so that it's more in harmony and balance with what you want. So if it's for selling a home, you want to be able to walk into the home and feel happy, thinking, gee, I could live here. This would be a nice place. It's nurturing, versus walking in and feeling constricted or you don't feel good and you don't understand why.
So is this done with scents and sounds and things like
that? The best rituals engage all your five senses. So number one, you have smell, which is the one thing that is directly input into the brain more than anything. So if you smell something like, for example, happy kind of smells are things like oranges, vanilla, any citrus, it boosts your energy, actually. It boosts your immune system. Lavender might calm you down. Traditionally, you use things like sage, frankincense, copal as clearing. They are the ones that you would do, just like you put in dishwasher detergent in your dishwasher, that you could use for the space. If you don't have that, over the years, because of all the fire laws that have happened, I used to burn a lot of sage, copal, different herbs. But since I started setting off fire alarms in places, I did set off a fire alarm in A&E. It was like interesting. So, and at CNBC, I did once too. But so now I make a line of aromatherapy sprays. So I have a space clearing spray, a happiness spray, a money spray. So we can use those now. You also use sounds. So again, traditionally, bells, clapping, sometimes drums are used to break up energy. Chanting, depending on what culture you come from. I always like to try to see what the culture is and work with it. So for example, if I know I'm clearing a space where people have roots back in, you know, Eastern European Jewish roots, I might be chanting in Hebrew versus I might do a Hindu chant, or I might just do a Sanskrit or something in English, depending, because I like to try to work with what I have.
Absolutely. Now, is there a difference between older buildings and more modern buildings with how you clear these?
Yeah, absolutely, because older buildings have more people who've lived there, or it's time has passed. So unless people have been conscious about clearing it as you go along, it's just going to be heavier. One of the things I always tell people when they're buying antiques, whether it's, you know, a vase or it's a coat, you need to clear the energy because it's holding the energy of whoever owned it before. So definitely the older the building, and also if there was something on this space that was not particularly happy or negative, for example, I live in Manhattan and there's a huge, very high-end apartment building, condo, that's gone up over an old hospital. And I don't know this for a fact, but I am hoping they brought somebody in to clear it, because a lot of people died in that hospital. It was, you know, and there was a lot of sadness that you had. So hopefully they cleared the space before they built the new one.
Talk to me about some of your success stories. What are some of the fun results that you've heard?
Well, obviously, simple things like clearing a space and then having it sell. We always like that one. I do a lot of space clearings too, not when just people move in, but if they have changes in their life. For example, they go through a divorce and you really need to clear the space to relieve the old person's energy to really make it your own. So I do a lot of rituals around that when people break up or they move, new businesses. You know, Barney's never opened a store without doing a space clearing blessing. People don't even know these things. I do a lot of Broadway show clearings and blessings. I was just at one last night, Schoolgirls, and I was with the cast at the end of it, and they were all coming up to me telling me how different they felt after we actually did it. They felt more connected to each other. They felt more powerful. And one I did a few months ago, the director actually won the Tony for Best Director. So those are really good success stories. I like those.
They're wonderful success stories. You must be high in demand.
You know, I think more and more people are understanding. When I first started doing this, it was under the radar. I even had to do some, you know, not tell people, sign a non-disclosure, you know. And now it's like as soon as I do it, they're hashtagging it and it's on Instagram, you know. So I remember Barbara Corcoran years ago was one of the first people I know who understood about this and started bringing people in to do it. You know, she was a big believer in it. And, you know, now it's just much more accepted, just like yoga is accepted today. Whereas 25 years ago, people would cross their eyes. Now everybody's grandmother's doing yoga.
You are listening to The Brooklyn Made Show, sponsored by the Ratner Team. Follow us on iTunes, YouTube, or our blog at brooklynmade.blog. King's Auto Group is well known throughout Brooklyn for offering the best customer service in the business. Located just off the Bell Parkway at Exit 8, King's Auto Group has stocked their inventory full of certified Nissan and Infiniti vehicles. Looking for a classy, dependable car at the best possible price and the highest level customer service experience? Check out the King's Auto Group and visit them online at kingsautogroup.com. That's kingsautogroup.com. Or you can reach them at 718-646-3331. That's 718-646-3331.
There's enough Barb to go around. Not everyone can hire you to come in to take care of that. Are there any tips or steps that you can suggest to us to go in to be able to do our own?
Absolutely. One of the things that I like to do on my website, which is barbarabijou.com, is to have simple little tips and videos and weekly kind of offerings. So to give people an idea of how to do these things by themselves if they can't hire someone. So the first thing you would do, the simplest thing to do is really go make a connection to the place itself. I'm a big believer that, as I said, we are all connected. So there really is a spirit of the land that we build these things on. So connect to the earth, connect to the land. And my way of doing it is always asking permission, you know, to be there and to ask the spirit of the land to co-create a safe, happy, wonderful space. Then to just walk around and either use some of these space clearing sprays or put lemon in water. If you can, you can burn some sage or copal. Clap very hard in all the corners and you'll at least do a light cleaning and start opening it up. And then end by, I always like to create like a little bit of an altar. And all that I mean by that is it could be a small space where you put a fresh flower, maybe you light a little candle. Of course, make sure you don't leave it burning when you leave, you know, and possibly put, it could be a crystal or something that, you know, you like that makes you feel happy, and dedicate this space to whatever it is you want. So you're dedicating it for the right person to come and live there if you're selling it. If you're moving in, what is it going to mean to you? Do you want to have a family there? Do you want it to be a place where people come together and share and laugh? And, you know, what is the intention? Intention is very important. So one of the things that I really look at for me, and no matter what kind of ritual or, you know, thing that I'm doing, is how do we pivot people's energy? So how do you change the energy so that you're learning from the past, but you have new future possibilities?
So a couple of the ways that people can find out more, in addition to these tips and going to your website, you've written a couple books. You've got The Joy of Ritual and The Joy of Family Rituals. So Say I was going to pick up one of those books to start out. What are the difference between the two?
Well, The Joy of Ritual is more of an overview. It's like a spiritual cookbook of this is how you do it. These are some of the ingredients. And I always give a real life story about how someone else did it. Because for me, you know, I'm going to give you a recipe for bread, but maybe you want rye bread. Someone else wants gluten-free bread. Somebody else wants, you know, chocolate chip bread. So you want to make it your own. So that's what that book is. And The Joy of Family Rituals are how do you do these things with your children and with your family? Because kids love this. I can't tell you how many kids I have who love to do the space clearings with me. They want to be my assistant. So they want to carry the bell or they want to sprinkle holy water on it. I mean, they love doing this. Kids love this and they get it. They really understand it.
So everybody can do it.
They're not as cynical as we are.
Yeah, it's not like you have to be blessed to be able to do this. You've got the knowledge and you're able to share this so that other people can make this part of their family routine.
Right, exactly. You know, so like I said, there's different levels to things. It's like you could go to the gym and work out and figure it out, or you could hire a trainer and, you know, kind of jumpstart what you're doing faster and getting hints. So some of these things you definitely can do alone. And then others, you know, you might want to bring in some professional help.
So if we had some listeners that were interested in contacting you, is it possible, because we have friends listening from all over the world, to do this on Zoom or Skype?
Absolutely. Because the thing about Zoom or Skype is you can actually see. So I could see what the place is and I can tune in and, you know, give suggestions on what people do.
Yes. Yeah, you can walk around. We can walk you
I
on
can
our
walk
phone.
Around you as long as you can even do it on FaceTime. You know, I can walk around with you and get a sense of the space. Absolutely.
Now, you're still involved very much in a career world. How do the two combine?
Well, the good part is that I now can bring both together. So when I'm in, quote, a career world, I either am helping individuals jumpstart their careers and get clearer, or I'm going into corporations now and I'm talking about, you know, really women's leadership and emotional intelligence. And that brings in for me the meditation, it brings in the spirituality, but it grounds it into practical reality.
Barb, if you were to meet someone on the subway and they just said, my life is in chaos, I don't know where to begin, what would you say?
I tell them to take a deep breath. You know, no, really. I just actually did, you might want to watch it. I just did a video the other day called Email Apnea. And we're saying, I mean, so many people today, when you're sending a text, when you're answering the phone, when you're sending an email, whatever, you're not breathing. And when you don't breathe, you aggravate your stress response in your body, and then you can't think clearly, and of course you're in chaos. So the first thing, if you're in chaos, you need to stop, literally take a breath or do some technique to get yourself grounded, step back a little, and then take a look. And usually when people are totally in chaos, their life is cluttered. Whether it's physical clutter, which is also important in releasing when you're selling a house or doing real estate. And the other is a mental, emotional clutter, which is, of course, coming up, especially around the holidays.
So sometimes when we're talking about clearing space, that can include your head.
Yes, yes. Most of the time it should clear your head, yes. Really just one step at a time, you know, and to understand that this is really real. And there's a lot of research now on how this makes a difference. And you need to start integrating in this 21st century, you know, spirituality with business, with your practical knowledge, so that, you know, you become more fulfilled, happier, and more successful. It's really important. And it's not as hard as you think. It just takes a commitment. You have to really commit that you're going to do things differently.
Barb, are there a team of spiritual people like you that we could reach out to, someone, you know, in our area?
I would think in most areas, you know, you might want to look for a good feng shui person. A lot of feng shui people also do space clearings. For example, Hay House has a lot of really good spiritual, you know, teachers. The Shift Network has a lot of fabulous courses that they do. And like I said, I have in my weekly newsletter, I always do a what I call Barbara Recommends. So if I hear of anyone doing some good work or a good book or course, I like to share it with my community.
Is what you're doing part of feng shui?
It's tied in, yeah. But I'm not a trained feng shui practitioner. But because I have had, 30 years of experience, I've learned to, incorporate some feng shui techniques.
What is the difference?
The difference really is space clearing is part of the feng shui, but feng shui could also tell you what are the best colors, to put, where you might want to move furniture. My friend Alex Stark, is a urban planner. He could tell you from the beginning before you even build anything, where a window might go or a door might go. Those are the kind of things I couldn't tell you. But a good feng shui practitioner can help you make that energy flow.
So you're not building a house saying, no, the stairs can't face the entryway. Yours is purely spiritually cleansing out what is already there.
Right, and setting new intention to make it a place that you really want to be.
Very interesting.
That will support you. Well, I think really what people want to know is how can they do some simple things, to make their life, to bring more meaning into their life and to make it less complicated. So by doing things like space clearings and blessings, you're already bringing in support. And I think in this 21st century, that we need support. We need to do things differently. We need a real pivot and a change in thinking and in the way we do things. And you can't do it alone anymore. And that's one of my biggest messages is you need to connect with like-minded people, with a community, with a tribe, and that will make a huge difference. Luckily, we can, like I said, I have clients all over the world and I can be with them on Zoom or Skype or FaceTime. And that's really quite fabulous. And it also doesn't take away from the fact that you need to have dinner with your family
right.
or your friends. And just doing something like that, people walk into my apartment in New York and they always say, God, it feels so good here. And that's because I do so much spiritual work here. You could feel it when you walk in. And as soon as people walk in, they feel relaxed. So you could do that in your own home. You could do that in your office. You could do that, wherever you go, in a hotel room. I mean, I always do space clearings in hotel rooms. I guess that's something we haven't talked about. I travel a lot, and I don't like to go into a hotel room where other people have been without clearing the space. So I travel with my space clearing spray and a little bell because I can't bring everything with me.
Right.
And I clear the space and then I set up I have a little traveling altar I carry with me to make it my own. So I feel like even if I'm there one night, I could be comfortable there and has my energy.
Well, you don't even think about all the places that we put ourselves, rental cars,
right. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I actually did a space clearing of a car for the car show in the Javits Center in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. People do it on boats. Think about it. You get a new boat, you bless the boat. Think of, that whole ritual that people do, the ceremony.
Yeah.
You break ground in a new building. There's a ceremony. And this all has ancient roots for a reason.
Mind blown. Thank you so much.
You've shared my pleasure.
Some great information.
So again, my website, Barbara Bijou, that's BIZIOU.com, has lots of information. And I do a weekly newsletter. So to give people, really good information.
Awesome. And then also your two books, The Joy of Ritual and The Joy of Family Rituals.
Right.
And you actually work with corporations all around the world as well.
I do. And I'm more than happy to have a free consultation with anyone if they just want to reach out to me at Barbara@BarbaraBijou.com or, get some of my space clearing sprays, my aromatherapy sprays. Start with that. Really simple. They're not expensive and they work.
One more time, your website, Barb.
Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Bijou, B-I-Z as in zebra, I-O-U.com.
Barbara, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And if you want to stay up to date with new interviews, real estate news, sales and rental market reports, new listings, events, and so much more, just text the word Brooklyn to 66866, and that'll give you access to our exclusive Brooklyn Made email list. I'm Suzanne Lynn, and this is the Brooklyn Made Show.
For you, the listeners of Brooklyn Made Podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. Please go to our special link and get your free copy at brooklynmadebook.com. Also, check out our preferred vendors page on our website, brooklynmade.blog, or at ratnerteamvendors.com. You can also download our new preferred vendors app in the Apple Store. Also, check out our resources page where we recommend essential tools and companies to grow your business. We hope that you found this episode valuable. We'd love to hear your opinion, so please leave a review. Be sure to subscribe to updates on our Brooklyn Made website to gain free access to countless insights into Brooklyn real estate, culture, and business. You can follow this series on iTunes, podcast, or via our blog at brooklynmade.blog. You can also listen to all of our episodes on our Ratner Team YouTube channel. Contact our team for a complimentary consultation with one of our real estate specialists to discuss your real estate goals and needs. You can reach us anytime at contact@theratnerteam.com or simply dial 347-762-0275. Thank you again for tuning in and have a great week.